ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Trump is expected to attend the opening day tomorrow of his civil fraud trial in New York. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The judge has already decided the core of the case, finding conclusive evidence Trump, his eldest sons, and the Trump Organization committed widespread fraud by lying about the value of his assets, inflating Trump's net worth by as much as $2.2 billion. The trial will help the judge determine how much Trump has to pay in penalties. New York Attorney General Letitia James has asked for $250 million.
Mr. Trump denies wrongdoing. Federal student loan payments resuming after being paused 3 years because of the pandemic's effects on the economy. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi.
It is a headwind to spending, and we need consumers to stay in the game. That's the reason why the economy's been able to avoid recession.
Ukraine will get the weapons it needs when there's also more spending for southern border security, says House Speaker McCarthy. Tomorrow's Powerball jackpot will be over $1 billion. This is ABC News. A civil trial for former President Trump starts tomorrow in New York, accused of illegally inflating the value of his real estate portfolio. He denies it. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The trial will help the judge determine how much Trump has to pay in penalties. New York Attorney General Letitia James has asked for $250 million. But the judge's ruling last week is already threatening to wrest from Trump's control his signature skyscraper on Fifth Avenue, a building on Wall Street, and a compound in Westchester County north of the city. Trump, who has denied all wrongdoing, says he plans to attend the start of the trial, but he's going to have to return toward the end when the state calls him as a witness.
Despite the political battle over the temporary government funding bill, Ukraine seems not too worried, says ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in the capital, Kyiv.
Ukrainian officials saying they've received assurances that U.S. military aid will continue. This weekend, they've been meeting defense companies here in Kyiv, hoping to ramp up arms production in Ukraine.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
So do I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude.
I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning,
he's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy whites, actually. But I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude. Knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whenever I hear that promo, I'll get a shout out to Joey. Bad Year. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts for glass, gifts, and vape. Visit IgniteGlassandGifts.com and the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Homebrewed beer, great food, live music. Get all the details right now at FullMileBeerCompany.com. This artist is from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and she's coming to Madison very soon. I'll have all the details about that show after we do a double dip of Jaden James. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah. lethal for this mind of mine. Oh yeah. My body is poetry, written on cellulite.